Hi, I'm Rebecca, and welcome to my podcast, Smashing Through with Rebecca Adams. I am so excited you're here on this episode. Topics include life, business, mindset, full of kick-ass content and high energy. Enjoy the podcast, and remember, you too can smash through and keep going always. Reclaiming all that you want. Now, with reclaiming, it's affirming to yourself that you want this, your dream, desire, legacy, calling, mission, why, and everything, okay? But it's about reclaiming what you feel as well, that someone or something has taken away from you. Maybe your power, your joy, your happiness, your peace. You've allowed a situation to take over, things like that. So what I want you to do, this is an actionable podcast, so go and grab notebook and pen, pause this, and then get ready to make a list of everything that you want to reclaim, everything that you want. So reclaim your power in a situation. Reclaim your voice, that you are going to stand up for yourself or stand up for a child or a situation, scenario, whatever, okay? Reclaim your power in a situation. Don't allow anyone to walk all over you and treat you like rubbish and talk down to you. No one gets the right to do that. No one gets the green card to do that. So reclaim yourself now. With reclaiming your power and your voice, it doesn't mean that you've got to be rude. It doesn't mean that you are stepping into a realm of, well, I don't care, this is what I want, boom, 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 and I'll trample over everyone. Don't do that. You can do everything with grace and style and dignity, and you can reclaim everything that you want, number one, by just being yourself. And number two, affirming to yourself that you deserve it. It is yours already. It's already been done. Okay. Reclaim your time. Start saying yes to things for yourself that will fill your cup up, fill you with joy. Things that you want to do. Don't feel as though you're being forced into saying yes to something you don't want to do. And then, like for somebody else, for example, okay, so you are saying yes to somebody else to doing something, but then it cuts into your day and cuts into your time. And that means you can't fulfill what you need to do. And you're going to get even more stressed because you're running out of time, or you've got to do this, or you're scrimping on something else or sacrificing something else in your life because you've said yes to something. You need to start saying yes to yourself. Make everyone else an automatic no. And that doesn't mean you're being selfish. It means you're recognizing your own importance first. Automatically, the answer is no. And then what you can do, you can filter out and reflect and have a look and shimmy around everything that you're doing in order to go, right, can I fit it in? Does it feel good? Is it something I actually want to do? Or am I just people pleasing and saying yes to this other person just because dot, 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 fill in the blank? You know, the other thing that you can do is reclaim your energy, call back your energy. You know, when we're in a room with people, when we're on a train, when we're commuting, when we're out and about in the supermarkets and the stores and things, energy is flying around everywhere from other people. So you're going to get people who are walking around with anger. You're going to get people who are walking around with upset. And, you know, you may take on some of those energies, or you may feel drained when you get back from a place. I know one place, and I'm going to share with you what it is. One place that drains my energy automatically is a hospital, because there's so many emotions and energy things going on in that environment that when I get back, I'm exhausted. And all I've done is go to the hospital. You know what I mean? You may have experienced that yourself. So think of environments that actually drain you as soon as you go in. Try and step away and step back and try not to go to those environments. But recall back your energy. Cleanse yourself. Have a sea salt bath or sea salt shower, or have a shower. Wash your face. Wash your hands. And do some affirmations. Do some journaling, some EFT, and call back your energy from it being depleted from something else. Take yourself out of a situation or conversation that you don't want to be part of, that you don't want to be privy to it. Do you know what I mean? So really, really take care of yourself. Put yourself in a cloak of you know, strength and power in the cloak, protecting your energy, making sure that you're okay. So that's another thing that you can reclaim, okay? Reclaim your mindset. Make sure that you're not giving your key to the brain to anybody. Reclaim what is yours. Don't allow situations, politicians, outside influences, people, scenarios, whatever it is, to overtake your head, your brain, make you feel like rubbish, determine what you're going to do next, what your actions are, what your next steps are going to be, what you're thinking, what you're feeling, your beliefs and values and all of this, okay? Because it can actually be very, very icky and very negative for you to do that. So what you need to do is reclaim your mindset back and go, I know who I am. I know what I'm here to do. Even if you don't, just like go with the flow. Just go, I'm here to go with the flow and find out what I'm here to do, okay? If you don't obviously know what your mission and calling is yet. And that's okay. Don't have a go at yourself. But what I want you to do is go, I'm in charge of my mindset. I have the key to my brain. I am strong, relentless, amazing, unstoppable. I'm worthy. I'm enough. Whatever it is for you that you need to do in order to power up and stack up the mindset levels that you need to really do in order to protect yourself. Okay? Because mindset can literally be drained like this from anybody. All right? You may have done all the mindset work and you're good to go and you go into work and you're on the commute, something happens and then you get into work, you arrive at work and you're just on a negative vibration the whole day. You can switch it around by going into the kitchen, making a drink, going into the restrooms and the bathrooms, going to the toilet, whatever you need to do and channeling in yourself, going, okay, this mindset that I'm in right now isn't positive. It's not going to help me with the day. I'm just going to feel like crap all day. I don't want to do this. I don't want to experience this. It's not good. It's not beneficial for me. It's not adding value. How can I flip it around? Concentrate on your breathing. Look at yourself in the mirror and actually, you know, really affirm to yourself how you want to feel. I'm strong. I can do this. I'm going to slam dunk that meeting in a minute. I'm going to get 3 new clients today. I'm going to do this, 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 and this, whatever it is for you, okay? Obviously, it's going to be personal to you. Everyone is different, but you need to reclaim the mindset and it needs to be a positive one because mindset's everything. If you want to learn more about mindset and invest in yourself and do it continuously, make it part of your journey, that it's just as you wake up, you're already in it. You don't even need to think about doing mindset because it's already in your DNA. It's like breathing, okay? If you pop over to my website, I'll put the link in the show notes. It's RebeccaAdamsBees.com. You'll be able to click on the website and have a look at my amazing program, Expansion. That can really, really help. We dive deep into the healing and calling everything out and being bold and leaping and really changing your life considerably in any arena. It really is the must. But there's also journals on there. So if you go in the book section at the top, you'll be able to have a look at the guided journals in there and they walk you through every single step on every page, every process, everything that you need. And you will be able to reclaim your mindset, your beliefs, you'll be able to clear blocks, you'll be able to really, really heal from stuff and then go from there. But it is all about you deciding right now on the list that you're writing down what you want to reclaim. You want to reclaim joy because ... what is it? Who or what situation is taking your joy away? Why are you feeling down? Why are you upset? Why are you angry? You need to ask yourself these savvy questions and really pull at the answers and really like keep going, keep going, keep going, keep diving deep and getting clarity on all of these answers, because then it's only then will you be able to move forward. Only then when you do my 4-step activation process, which is acknowledge, deal, heal, and move forward. You'll be able to acknowledge where the anger is coming from, where the upset is, where the joy is gone, who's taken it, what's taken it, all of this. Then you'll be able to start dealing with it because you've been honest with yourself. You've got yourself out of the box because it doesn't exist anyway. Got yourself out of your comfort zone and you're actually being vulnerable with yourself. But it's a bonus because you've been positive, you've been you know that staying in that realm isn't going to help. So you need to adjust it. And in order to adjust it and change it and reprogram yourself in a much more positive light, you need to kind of basically rip the plaster off and the band-aid off, get the ear to whatever it is, look at it, call it out, get clarity, and then move forward and reframe everything so that you can actually heal properly from the inside out and reclaim your joy back that someone else has taken away, because you don't want that other person or situation to take the power away from you. And that is what I want you to focus on. So have a look at your list of what you want to reclaim, whether it's your peace, whether it's your mindset, whether it's joy, whether it's your voice, whether it's your power, whatever it is for you. Really be honest with yourself. Get crystal clear on how you feel, what's going on. Be very honest and move forward in that truth, knowing that you can change anything and make peace with all that you're doing. So let me know how you get on. My website is RebeccaAdamsBiz.com, and I'll see you on the next podcast.